Hello and welcome to Cleveland Browns News. I'm your host, Rob O'Reilly. All right, Hard Knocks episode 5, the final episode. Kind of bittersweet in that the Browns have turned a corner. We are finally a moderate to good team. But with that, we had to cut some favorite players from the past. It's weird to think that only a few years ago, it was like, oh man, Carl Nassib, Nate Orchard, are they the future? They're playing really well. And now it's like, good riddance, we found better players. Well, potentially better players. I might actually argue that point. I don't know, we've seen nothing out of, I think it was a third round pick, Chad Thomas from Miami. And that's partly who we're making room for. I would have rather just kept Carl Nassib, I think. I was really surprised they both went, considering we, you know, they both played really well in the preseason. I mean, we, you know, he's in the episode, you see Nate Orchard intercept a pass and return it. Carl Nassib's played really well in general. I think he had a forced fumble in the episode. But, you know, it's good that this team is better and now good enough that good players are cut for even better players, in theory. I wasn't surprised, I suppose, but I was surprised in general a little bit that Roback was cut. I thought that he played really well. They didn't really show it that much in the episode, but he played really well in the final game against the Lions and didn't really make many mistakes. He was a little late on his first couple passes, but after that he settled down and was just dropping dimes all over the place. You know, granted, it was in the second half of a fourth preseason game against the Lions, who are a bad team, so it was against really low competition. But I mean, who do I think is a better quarterback between him and Stanton? Definitely Roback, but I understand why the Browns would have cut Roback and not Stanton, because with Stanton, it's like they have another coach in the room, basically, for Baker Mayfield, right? They have a veteran who, you know, knows his place, isn't going to complain about not getting reps, who's just going to basically be a calming presence for Baker Mayfield and who will be setting a good example, hopefully. You know, with Roback, it's like another guy that you have to worry, oh, what is he going to be, a bad influence? Is he going to be partying? Despite the fact that he's not, I'm not saying he has issues, but, you know, he's just young, basically. But he's definitely more talented than Stanton. I thought it was funny that they showed Hugh Jackson calling, you know, Stanton and Mayfield into a room and be like, guys, tough decision, but Mayfield's the second string. Yeah, no shit. Mayfield's the second string quarterback. Was that surprising anyone? Even just sounds like, yeah, obviously. He's the first round pick. He's likely the starter by the end of the season. Baker Mayfield did really earn, you know, at the very least, second string quarterback, probably first string quarterback. I mean, he played really well all preseason. He just had that one really weird play where he threw interception where I guess the wide receiver got bumped off his route and he threw it to where he was supposed to be. But other than that, he played really well, made good reads, really moved around in the pocket well, had great footwork. So it'll be interesting to see. I mean, I think Tyrod Taylor knew it too. That's why he rushed back on the field after spraining his pinky, because he was like, yeah, I'm not going to give up this job. Can we have a timeout to discuss Hugh Jackson's blue pleather pants? What was he wearing? It was like, it looked like his pants were made of plastic. He's like, you know what, how I should deliver the news of cutting a bunch of NFL players today? I should be wearing weird blue space pants where they can definitely see the definition of my testicles. That's a great plan. So, oh, other weird thing was Myles Garrett telling Nate Orchard how to basically have a stance. It's like this guy's, it's a rookie, well, no, sorry, second year telling a third year vet, like, how to, how to come out of a stance. Saying it very delicately. He's like, you ever thought of maybe having the same stance for when you think it's a run or a pass? You know, just so like the defense doesn't know exactly how you're going to run. It's like, yeah, obviously he shouldn't be telling his hand. Like, it's like telling a poker player, you ever thought of like maybe not like saying Yahoo every time you have pocket aces? Like, you ever thought of that? So I guess that's probably part of why Nate Orchard had to go. Too bad, though. Seemed like a great guy. I wasn't as surprised by him. I was really surprised by Carl Nassib. I feel like Carl Nassib was injured most of last year. He had like a cast on his arm, and even still was a pretty good player. He was like batting a lot of passes. He's not the guy who like gets after the quarterback that well, but what he tends to... He has really good timing with... you know, stopping his rush early and jumping up and deflecting passes or getting an interception. So Tampa Bay Bucks got a steal with him. Interested to see who the Browns have signed here in the wake of this episode. All right, I looked it up, and apparently the Browns have, since this episode obviously was filmed, they have claimed Carl Davis, defensive lineman from Baltimore, defensive lineman Efidi Odenigbo, never heard of him, off waivers from Minnesota, offensive lineman Aaron Neary, off waivers from the Rams, defensive back Tavir Thomas, off waivers from Arizona, linebacker Tanner Vallejo, off waivers from Buffalo, and they waived offensive lineman Austin Ryder, defensive lineman Jamie Meter, who of course is famous for blocking a field goal during our one win that previous year, and Carl Nassib, Jermaine Grace, and Jeremiah McKinnon. Happy to see that Jeremiah McKinnon was waived because he did not play well in the preseason. They have signed to the practice squad 11 players. I haven't really heard of any of these guys, but offensive lineman Christian DeLauro, defensive lineman Daniel Akale, defensive lineman Zakovin Henderson, running back Dontrell Hilliard played well in the preseason. Offensive lineman Kyle Callis, who is from Lakewood and played at St. Edward's. Tight end Pharaoh McKeever. Oh, no. I spoke too soon. Defensive back Jeremiah McKinnon. I guess no one else spotted him, so he's on our practice squad. Defensive back Montrell Meander. I think that's how you pronounce it. He played really well in the preseason. I was really impressed with him. I wouldn't be surprised if he moves into an actual playing role here on the 53-man roster. Wide receiver Demaryius Scott and linebacker Brady Sheldon. Oh, and then they have an international program practice squad and they have defensive back Tiggy Sanko. Must be a NFL initiative to bring in international players. So, nothing too noteworthy. All right, well, that's all for this week's episode. Stay tuned for more. Please subscribe. Thanks.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.